Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you the Word of the Living God from the Living Bible, which is the King James Bible. Amen. Good to be here this morning. We appreciate every listener. Hope that we can be a blessing to your heart today, can be an uplift to your soul, and get you pointed in the right direction toward the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior, the Redeemer, the King, and the one that came to save us from our sins. Now, we appreciate every listener this morning. I'm going to send it out especially to the shut-in, those that's not able to get out to be in the house of God. I know a little bit about not being able to go, and I know it's not an easy road when you're used to church, and you love the Lord, you love His church, you love your pastor, and you want to be in church, and some of you can't go, and we appreciate your desire to go. And trust it'll be a blessing to your heart and to your life today. Look to the Lord. He's got what you need for the day. And He giveth more grace. Grace is always sufficient. It's been tried. It's been proven that the grace of God is sufficient for every situation that anybody could be in. In all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. He came, lived here, and went to the cross and paid our price. And redeemed us by His blood, and then went back home, and one day coming back to get us. Going to be a good day when the Lord comes, looking for Him and expecting Him today. He may come this morning. Wouldn't hurt my feelings a bit if He came before I finish this broadcast. And so it's good to be here. We thank you for taking time out. Be in church today. We want to invite you to church with us here at the Mountain View Baptist Church, where we're members at. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor. He'll preach to you the Word of God. You come and be with us today. Sunday school at 10:45. Worship back tonight at 5 o'clock for the evening service, and then 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. You come and be in the services with us. If you don't have a church home, you come visit us. And we'd appreciate seeing you at the house of God. And so we want to go to the Lord in prayer. We want to pray for your needs. Pray for those that are sick and suffering, those that's going through problems and cares of life. We know God is able to help you in the situation that you're in as you look to Him. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." And then He said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest to your soul." And I'm glad there's rest. There's rest in Him today. And so you look to the Lord. Father, as we bow again in your presence today, thanking you for salvation through the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the grace of God that brought salvation to us. And Lord, we thank you for the daily grace that we have to live for you, to love you, and to expect you to come one of these days. I pray, have your way. Bless every need this morning that's listening to our broadcast today. Pray you'd bless everyone that's got a need today as they look to you for strength and for grace. Touch the heart of that sinner that's lost today, nearest hell, may be on the precipice of going to a devil's hell. Lord, I pray you'd speak to their hearts this morning. Help them to see that need of a Savior in their life today. And all that you do, we'll honor you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we appreciate again every listener and hope it can be a real blessing to your heart today. We're going to have some songs now, and I may have a little more song we used to do, used to having, but it'll be the songs about the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, about the Lamb of God that took our sin and went to Calvary. It'll be about him, amen. It won't be a lot of these things that's going on today in the world today, but it'll be something that'll be a blessing to your heart. You listen now as they sing.
I wonder why the good shepherd loved me. When I think about how I wander astray, then he took me in his arms and forgave me. Then he carried me to the garden of grace. There's forgiveness.
Enjoyed that song today. Hope that was a blessing out of your heart this morning. All right, we'll have another one now, and you listen as they sing. Amen.
Sometimes grow weary. And- Sometimes a wall of praise.
All right, we'll pick our Bibles and go back to John chapter 4 this morning. We talked to you a couple of Sundays about the change the Lord makes in our lives, the man who changes everything. And that man's name is Jesus. He's the God-man. He's the Savior, the King, the Redeemer, Jesus of Nazareth, the Lamb of God, the Son of God, the breath of life, the bread of life, the water of life. And that's who Jesus is, and he's the one that changes our lives. You might as well quit trying to change your ways, because you may succeed for a day or two in a superficial changes, but you'll never change that heart. And that's what you're going to have is a heart that's been changed by the Lord, being born again, and not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. And here we find in the story, we read your account of the woman at the well that Jesus was conversing with and revealing himself to her as the Redeemer of Israel. He was in the process of revealing himself to the world as the Redeemer, to the crowds that was around him. He was showing them that only someone from God could do the miracles that he did. And so he is performing those miracles openly and proclaiming to them and to her that he was the Messiah, the Lamb of God, the one that came to redeem men from their sins. And so we talked to you about the change it was made in her life. Now, you'll have to admit, after reading the scriptures here in John chapter 4, you know that her life was changed by the Lord Jesus Christ. It was changed by faith in him. As she believed in him, she said, "Come see a man that told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?" And so she was changed. Her life was changed. And the amazement of the crowds, the amazement of the disciples, as they saw the difference in this woman's life. When she went back to the Samaritan town, she said, "Come see a man that told me all things." And they were amazed at what they saw in her life. God made some changes in her life. Now, what some of you out there need is the Lord to make some changes in your life, to change your heart. And when it changes your heart, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And he'll change your life if you'll let him this morning. I want to talk to you a couple more things here. We find that the difference in the town was that somebody heard about the Savior, and only can hear if somebody tells you. The responsibility rests upon those that have experienced the salvation of God. This woman had experienced that. And she said, of course, in verse 29, "Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?" And so she was telling them there was a word that was going out. The vocal witness of the redeemed of God, God uses today. He told us when he was in the world, he said, "I was the light of the world." But now, he told his disciples, "Now you are the lights of the world. You have a responsibility to tell others about me and about the saving grace of God." And so we've got that responsibility today. We've got to tell someone. Someone's got to hear what the Lord has done for us. Somebody needs to know what changed our lives. And we have the responsibility to tell others about what Jesus has done in our life today. And so the Bible said here that somebody heard. The woman heard and she heeded. The crowds heard and some of them heeded, not all of them. And not everybody's going to believe what you tell them about the Savior. Not everybody's going to believe what you told them about the saving grace of God. Not everybody's going to experience what you experienced. But you got to keep telling. You got to keep talking. You got to keep witnessing. You got to keep preaching. I'm the Word of God. And so the Bible said, and then they went out of the city and came unto him. And so there's the somebody heard, and then somebody saw him. They saw the Savior. They saw him. They saw him. The Bible said they came unto him and came unto him. And so you've got to come to Jesus before you can ever get any help and peace from the Lord. You've got to turn your heart to the Savior. You've got to come to him. Amen. You can forget about me saving you. I can't save you. I can't redeem you. I can't wash you in the blood. But Jesus can. They came unto him. And you've got to turn, and the sinners have got to come to the Lord. This is not a pressure thing. This is a conviction thing. When you come to the Lord, you've got to want to be saved. You've got to want to be redeemed. You've got to want your life had to be changed. You tired of living that life of sin, you need to turn your heart to the Savior. And the Bible said they came unto him. And so they came unto him. Who came to him? All the sinners in that city. All of those that heard what the woman said, they came unto him. Not all of them believed, but some of them came. The Bible said that some of them came, some of them believed, and some of them got redeemed by the grace of God. And some of those crowds, some of them simply heard what the woman said. And so you've got to hear, you've got to respond to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. It's not me that gives you rest, but it's Jesus that you've got to come to him. To him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. There's got to be a coming to him, seeking him, as he draws unto himself the sinners that are lost. The amazing thing about the grace of God is he don't call anybody out. Anybody can come. All you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. It don't matter who you are, what you've done, where you've been, what you're doing now. I tell you, if you'll come to him, he'll relieve you of that burden of sin that's upon your life today. So you need to come to Jesus this morning. You need to come to the Lamb of God that can take your sin away and redeem you by the amazing grace of an almighty God. All the reality of it is that he cares and he knows and he listens to you when you come. He knows your burden that's upon your life today. He knows the sin that's prevalent in your life this morning. He knows about all that, and he can redeem you and save you by his wonderful grace. Oh, yes. I'm glad he can do that this morning. So listen, my friend. You've got to hear. And then if you're saved, you've got to tell. Somebody wants to know what they can do to get their life straightened out this morning. There's a lot of people out there that don't know what in the world to do about the life that they're living. We've got to tell them what the amazing grace of God is all about and what Jesus can do in your life. Come see a man that told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? She said, oh, listen to him. Come see him and come to him this morning. That's what it's all about. We've got to tell the story. We've got to shed light upon the Lamb of God that can redeem men from their sins today. So listen, my friend. You see, how can he change a life? He can only change if you believe who he is. You believe what he says and what the Bible says about the Savior, the Lamb of God. You can only be changed if you come to him as a hell-bound sinner and wanting Jesus to come into your heart now today. Only God can do that this morning. Oh, Oh, my friend, listen to me. And today he can change your life. The man who changed everything. And his name is Jesus. And many believe because of the testimony of the woman that got saved by the grace of God and came back to the town and told them. And the Bible said, and they went out of the city and came unto him. Many believed. Amen. Many believed. Thank God. Many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, he told me all things that ever I did. Come to the all-knowing Christ that can redeem you by his wonderful grace and let Jesus come into your heart. God bless you is our prayer on the next Sunday at this same time.